Jeff Rosen with him, Jeff Clark, what would you do? And I said, Mr. President, I would resign immediately. I'm not working 1 minute for this guy, who I had just declared was completely incompetent. And so the president immediately turned to Mr. Engel, and he said, Steve, you wouldn't resign, would you? And he said, absolutely, I would, Mr. President. You leave me no choice. And then I said, and we're not the only ones. No one cares if we resign. If Steve and I go, that's fine. It doesn't matter. But I'm telling you what's going to happen. You're going to lose your entire department leadership. Every single AAG will walk out on you. Your entire department leadership will walk out within hours. And I don't know what happens after that. I don't know what the United States attorneys are going to do. We have U.S. attorneys in districts across the country. And my guess would be that many of them would have resigned. And that would then have led to resignations across the department in Washington. And I said, Mr. President, within 24, 48, 72 hours, you could have hundreds and hundreds of resignations of the leadership of your entire Justice Department because of your actions. What's that going to say about you?
That's Trump's former acting Deputy Attorney General Richard Donahue. The FBI raided the home of Trump's pick for Attorney General Jeffrey Clark on Wednesday. Meanwhile, the January 6th committee revealed six members of Congress who supported Trump's coup attempts sought presidential pardons. Mo Brooks of Alabama, Matt Gaetz of Florida, Louis Gohmert of Texas, Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, Scott Perry of Pennsylvania, and Andy Biggs of Arizona. This is Republican Congressmember Adam Kinzinger.
My colleagues and I up here also take an oath. Some of them failed to uphold theirs and instead chose to spread the big lie. Days after the tragic events of January 6th, some of these same Republican members requested pardons in the waning days of the Trump administration. 5 days after the attack on the Capitol, Representative Mo Brooks sent the email on the screen now. As you see, he emailed the White House, quote, pursuant to a request from Matt Gaetz, requesting a pardon for Representative Gaetz, himself, and unnamed others. Witnesses told the Select Committee that the president considered offering pardons to a wide range of individuals connected to the president. Let's listen to some of that testimony.
And was Representative Gaetz requesting a pardon?
Believe so. The general tone was, we may get prosecuted because we were defensive of, you know, the president's positions on these things. The pardon that he was discussing, requesting, was as broad as you could describe. From the beginning, I remember he's from the beginning of time up until today, for any and all things. He mentioned Nixon, and I said Nixon's pardon was never nearly that broad.
And are you aware of any members of Congress seeking pardons?
Mr. Gaetz and Mr. Brooks, I know, have both advocated for there to be a blanket pardon for members involved in that meeting and a handful of other members that weren't at the December 21st meeting as the preemptive pardons. Mr. Gaetz was personally pushing for a pardon, and he was doing so since early December. I'm not sure why. Mr. Gaetz had reached out to me to ask if he could have a meeting with Mr. Meadows about receiving a presidential pardon.
Did they all contact you?
Not all of them, but several of them did.
So you mentioned Mr. Gaetz, Mr. Brooks.
Mr. Gaetz did. Mr. Jordan talked about congressional pardons, but he never asked me for one. It was more for an update on whether the White House is going to pardon members of Congress. Mr. Gohmert asked for one as well.
That's Cassidy Hutchinson, a former aide to White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, in her videotaped deposition. Oh, and before her, senior White House legal advisor Eric Hirschman. To see Thursday's full hearing, go to democracynow.org, as well as all five of the hearings in full. The public hearings of the January 6th committee will resume in mid-July. That does it for our show. A very happy birthday to Karen Renucci and a happy sixth birthday to Ava Crosby Wallach. Democracy Now! Is produced with Renee Feltz, Mike Burke, Messiah Rhodes, Nermeen Sheikh. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
You're listening to WRCT, Pittsburgh.
I own I am shocked at the purchase of slaves, and fear those who buy them and sell them are knaves. What I hear of their hardships, their tortures and groans, it's almost enough to draw pity from stones. I pity them greatly, but I must be mum, for how could we do without sugar and rum? Especially sugar, so needful we see. What, give up our desserts, our coffee and tea? Besides, if we do, the French, Dutch, and Danes will heartily thank us, no doubt, for our pains. If we do not buy the poor creatures, they will. And tortures and groans will be multiplied still.
Da 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 da
shocked at prisoners in the mines and kids sewing clothes for our most famous lines. What I hear of their wages seems slavery indeed. It's enough that I fear it's all rooted in greed. I pity them greatly, but I must be mum, for what about nickel, cobalt, lithium? The garments we wear, the electronics we own, what? Give up our tablets, our laptops, and phones? Besides, if we do, the prices will soar, and who could afford to pay $1 more? Sitting here typing, it seems well worth the price, and you there, listening on your favorite device. This bargain we're in, well, it's not quite illicit. So relax, my friend, we're not all complicit.
Stop by your mission, shall you choose?
Oh my, what a juxtaposition of songs there. You're in Pinckney Hall, I'm Kenny Joe. I will be here for the next hour playing songs relating to Caribbean Heritage Month, which we started off last week. We're going to continue with the Caribbean Heritage Month. There's a lot of heritage out there, so we're going to devote one of the portion of a show to it. The song that you just heard was by an ad hoc group, Our Native Daughters. It was Rhiannon Gibbons, Amethyst Kia, Layla McCalla, Allison Russell. It was Rhiannon that had the vocals on that song, which is called Barbados. The name of the CD, by the way, is Songs of Our Native Daughters. It came out, I don't know, 3 years ago or so. Lots of good stuff on that. Most of it not as heavy as that one, but I figured I could sneak that in after Democracy Now, right? If we're talking about a coup attempt, we can maybe slide in some other, some other issues. But that's the rest of the songs today are going to be, the Caribbean heritage. You're going to be kind of happy, most of them. So, yeah, but before, well, I'm going to play a happy song next, but it's going to be a sad occasion. As a lot of you probably know, Pittsburgh blues singer Gary Beloma passed away a few days ago. We're going to play a song from one of his CDs. Then for the rest of that set, we'll sneak in some new music, and then we will pick up on the Caribbean heritage. But before we do any of that, let me tell you about a couple of other shows here on WRCT. If you're wondering what you should be doing tonight, let me tell you about Viva Lamarck. Hey, do you remember that kid that picked on you in high school? Well, we gave him a radio show. I read that totally wrong. I better start that over. I don't want to slander Lamarck. Do you remember that kid you picked on in high school? Let's get into the active voice here. Well, we gave him a radio show. Tune in and hear the mockster spin the best and worst in indie, punk, classic country, power pop, and so much more. That's Viva Lamarck Friday night starting at 9 with an encore on Tuesday afternoon starting at 2 exclusively here on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. And on Wednesday afternoons, we have couch dancing, funky, deep, psychedelic electronic music in that. Couch dancing with DJ Firefly, Wednesday afternoons, 3 to 5 p.m., and re-airing 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. on Sundays on WRCT Pittsburgh. Okay, now that I told you about those shows, we will we will give you the Gary Beloma song.
Excuse me while I boogaloo.
Baby likes to boogaloo to do the dance step like I do.
Okay, let me tell you what was in that set. The last song and the last three songs were all new music here at WRCT. The last song that you just heard, it'll probably be no surprise, even if you don't understand Shiok or French. Pourquoi faire aujourd'hui is the name of the song. Lisa LeBlanc is the singer, and Chioc Disco is the name of the song. Chioc is indeed a dialect, a variety of French spoken in a small, isolated New Brunswick town. That is, isolated in that it is surrounded by Anglophone communities. Kendra Morris, before that, doing Nine Lives. That was the title track off of her new CD. And before that, we had the Surefire Soul Ensemble doing Time to Rebuild. The name of the CD was Step Down. And we started the set off with the late Gary Paloma and the Blue Bombers doing My Baby Likes to Boogaloo off of Pack Your Chute. Chute. It doesn't come out that way on the playlist. If you're following along at home, and you can do that, we got, if everything's functioning well, we have the current WRCT playlist at wrct.org. But there's funny little marks before chute, but parachute, I don't know. They're not on the CD, but they're on the playlist. Okay, enough of that. Let's see, Rita's. We'll tell you about Rita's Italian Ice, one of WRCT's fine underwriters. Rita's Italian Ice joins you in supporting WRCT. My mouth's not working too well today. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including its famous Italian Ice, made fresh daily with real fruit. Available in over 80 flavors. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including a stand at 3712 Fifth Avenue near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit their website at www.ritasice.com. And if you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Okay, we're going to get back to the Caribbean Heritage portion of the show, but let me mention a couple of things before I do. First of all, if you haven't heard of it, there is a Caribbean-themed film festival that occurs annually, the Sabira Cole Film Festival. They're currently looking for submissions. I don't know when the actual films will be shown, but if you have an interest in this, especially in music, because a lot of the films are that I have seen are documentaries involving musicians, past or present, that's the Sabira Cole Film Festival. And let me also mention that the next song has nothing to do with the Caribbean, but it's going to be by Sarah Borges, and we're playing it because she is going to be at Club Cafe on Wednesday, so we try to keep you up a little bit with what's happening on the live music scene. So we're going to do Sarah, and then we'll get into older Caribbean songs. Don't you mind?
far Grenada living next to me. If you know how them native does torture she. It have a Grenada living next to me. If you know how them native does torture she. Every time they're in for a confusion, they don't call small island, go back to your land. But the Grenadians sit down and she draw up a plan to stop them from all this tormentation. Every time they show small if find your land, she don't jump up with the slab like a mad woman. And all she bawling,
Grenadian, change your plan. Next year is federation. There be no discrimination between us and the
The Trinidadian turned to the Grenadian and said, girl, can you explain me what's federation? The Grenadian said, girl, federation is a combination of generation. Because my mother was a Barbadian, she married to my father, Trinidadian. I made two children, one for a Chinese man, and they say the next one is a Saint Lucian. Try your best and contact this generation, and the answer to that is federation. Ha ha!
Million change of plan. Next year is federation. There'll be no discrimination between the Trinidadian and the Grenadian.
The Trinidadian, hush you stupid woman. Every night I just bounce up federation. Monday night I went out with a Chinese man. Tuesday night your life slept with an Italian. Wednesday and Thursday I dine with two Martinican. Friday night I get a cough from a Yankee man. Saturday morning I was in the hospital van, fighting hard to deliver federation. Ha ha!
Million change of plan. Next year is federation.
The Grenadian jump up and she bung she hand. She said, girl, is we bought about federation? We the Bajan mixed with the Grenadian. Them Saint Lucian tie up with the Antiguan. She said that Captain Cipriani rehearsed this to me. That he Albert Marisha does fight for we. So don't mind them, just come politician. They don't know one damn thing about federation. Then she changed up. Lillian, change your plan. Try your best and hold down your man. When they sign this federation, I'm going to leave you like Moses on the promised land. Ha ha!
Lillian, change your plan. Next year is federation. There'll be no discrimination between a Trinidadian and a Grenadian.
Stop it back and smile, because you have a face like a crocodile.
Sparrow, you shouldn't tell me that at all. I mind you when you were small. Many are the nights I used to mash your head in crossing to go on your mother. Ba-ba-da-ba-ba.
Posing here in your old false teeth is a lucky thing your uncle kick out for you to get the false teeth to put in your mouth.
That is all you can say in every angle and every way, but the way how you're watching at me, I go bust a right hook in your belly.
Trouble here tonight, while you're always looking for fight. I'll tell you this candidly, that is why the jail never empty.
You know that I'll be proud and glad if Samson and Delilah come back to Trinidad, but when it come, I wouldn't go in the theater, because look, the jabbing of the ass right here.
Circus was here, they had a big uproar. Walking hand in hand, the female chimpanzee take Melo for she man.
Barrow, that is a mistake, and in my opinion, you give me a headache. This is what what I'm forced to say is the same mistake you're going to make today. Well, Melody, you have me in a rage, winding up on the stage. You feel you are looking cute, but when you finish, take off the dead man suit. You shouldn't tell me that. This is what I am compelled to tell you flat. I hope it doesn't say that I am crack. In a while I'll be whining behind your back. Well, believe, don't touch my flesh. I wouldn't say you're fresh. Back to back, belly to belly, and I think you are slack.
Can bring the atomic bomb, but the devil and the pilot can't make me run. They may walk by day, they may walk by night. They can bring the atomic bomb, but the devil and the pilot can't make me run. They can go with the satellite, they can do what they like. I ain't have to fight, I don't have to cry. They can't run at all. Why don't stop the war before it destroy us all?
Second time, the tiger always worries the mind. By watching him with that point of view, his intention to see what he's going to do.
I'm sure Mr. Needle will be glad to know in Trinidad we got Indian calypso. And you must really understand, we live with the harmony, we live with the charms.
I mean, I don't want to criticize, but of course this age is to civilize, to be paying boom to destroy humanity. It's a shame and a disgrace to humanity.
Blow the bugle and sound the drum. Tell them Indian prince come. Tiger, take it easily. Tonight you're exposed to bad destiny.
Prince, you are making fun. We are speaking about the atomic bomb because we want to live in peace and unity. So let us live in tranquility.
I don't want to fight, I don't want to war. I want some food to eat, I want to eat more. Want to live fine, want in luxury and peace, with peace and tranquility.
Amazing to hear me fall when the bugle blow and the trumpet call. Even the skeletons into hell with the prince, they try to rebel.
Prince, I really understand. It seems to me as you are true-born Russian.
But you'll agree with me, if your camper would be like a man people.
England and France and the USA, this is time to help us out in the day. They have the ability, I know they're fine. Why we can't help us, we all humankind.
Before Tiger and the Harry come to me, they should at least go back and learn the ABC. I know them when the real can feel, didn't face me like they would.
Tiger, place your hand in mine. Never, never, I will never treat you unkind, Prince. You should really know we both are the genius of Calypso.
Now they come by day, if they come by night, they can bring the atomic bomb. Never, never, win time to run. They may come by day, come by night, they can bring the atomic bomb. Never, never, we go.
Okay, time to tell you what you've been listening to and time to read something. See if we can get our reading skills together. But first of all, let me read the playlist. We started that set off with the playlist has let us down. It doesn't have Sarah Borges on it. Anyhow, it was we started it off with Sarah Borges, who will be at Club Cafe Wednesday night. The name of the song there was a Lemonhead song, No One Will Ever Love You. And here I said I was only going to play happy songs. Anyhow, that was a album of covers called The Stars Are Out. And then we followed that up with three songs from Trinidad. The first two were off of they were all off of compilations, but the first two was a compilation called Calypso Awakening. Federation was the first Trinidadian song we played. That was by a group called Small Island Pride. The song was, other than naming various British colonial islands, it might not have made a whole lot of sense, but economics of having colonies had changed, and Great Britain wanted to get rid of their Caribbean possessions, but their way of thinking, they were too small to make it on their own. So they wanted to make them all one big country. But the number two country, Trinidad, didn't want to be dominated by Jamaica. So it soon became two countries. But then all of the smaller countries that were included with Trinidad wanted to be on their own. And, you know, a lot of them are they're probably doing better than Great Britain is, but I'm not going to get into that. So anyhow, that's what that song was about. After that, we had Mighty Sparrow and Lord Melody doing a Pekong Duel. And that in the U.S. would probably be called Doing the Dozens, but it was a all-in-fun insult song common in Caribbean music, especially during festivals. And then what happened after that? Oh, we went to another compilation, the Caribbean Voyage series, Caribbean Voyage Trinidad in this case, and that was War by a Growling Tiger, Lord Iray, and the Indian Prince. Sometimes it's, at least Kenny Joe finds it very illuminating sometimes to hear what they think of the big powers in so-called third world countries. It often reminds me of the time that George Wallace was going to personally stop the state university. See, I've even forgotten, was he Alabama or Mississippi? Anyhow, he was going to personally stop it from being integrated. And one of his he was very prepared to defy the federal government, and one of his aides brought to his attention the fact that the federal government has the H-bomb, Governor, and he backed down. Okay, enough of that. I owe you two PSAs, and I'm going to do all the PSAs because, well, for a bunch of reasons, which you don't need to know about. Anyhow, let's see. Here's one about fatherhood. PSA. Okay, it takes only a moment. Hi, everyone. Let's all stop what we're doing right now and take a moment. Felt good, huh? Of course, they don't all need to be quiet moments to be special. They can be loud moments, goofy moments, or teaching moments. Doesn't really matter, because every time dads take a moment like that to spend time with their kids, it's pretty momentous. So take a moment to make a moment today. Call 877-4-DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and WRCT. And then, of course, what would the show be without a health PSA? The American Academy of Neurology has issued a new guideline to help determine when people with Alzheimer's disease or dementia should stop driving. The guideline advises caregivers to watch for warning signs, including crashes, traffic tickets, avoiding driving at night or in the rain, and an impulsive personality. To learn more or to find a neurologist near you, visit the American Academy of Neurology's website for patients and caregivers at a-a-n.com. That's a-a-n.com. Okay, those are your PSAs. Now we're going to hear a we're going to hear one song from Martinique, then we're going to play some stuff from Jamaica.
Sorti la Martinique, chère. Fini ici Paris, chère. Madame qui fait ça. Qui mène elle jusque-là. Maurice par oublié, chère. Pas tracassé pour ça. Apollo, faut que ça chauffe. À Paris, c'est pas même qui aux colonies. Sur pas peu, résister. Franco y est retourné à case, maman. Apollo, faut que ça chauffe. À Paris, c'est pas même qui aux colonies. Si on pas peut résister. Franco y est retourné à case, maman. Thank you.
Niger said the war. The boy is a by man a war. No figure get to the job, but you dig good the wool. See now man, you plan the pool. Come let me tell you, said the boy, some man a boy. Boy, the boy, some man a boy. I know you tell you, you girl. No figure about the man. I know you dig good the wool. Said the boy, the boy, some by man a boy. He said, boy, the boy, some by man a boy.
Okay, let me quickly tell you what was in that set, and then we're going to hand the mighty WRCT Air Studio over to Sambo. We started it out with a song from Martinique that was called T-Paul by Lulu. I'm not going to try to pronounce it. Well, I'm sure I will. Bois la ville. Bois la ville. Anyhow, that was recorded around 1960. Most of these songs that I've been playing were recorded late 50s, early 60s. After that, we had two songs from Putumayo's Caribbean compilation. We had Samphie Man by Stanley Beckford, which was what's called a mento song. Mento is thought of as the precursor of both reggae and ska. And then we had a real ska song by the Scatolites. Who else? Freedom Sounds. That's going to do it for me. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.